Father, it's been a while, but we are pleased once again to be joined live in studio by Roanoke City Mayor Sherman Lee Sr. He joins WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me to discuss a number of issues just ahead of the State of the City address at Hotel Roanoke later this week. Mr. Mayor, good to see you.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Good to see you again. Appreciate you coming. As we get started here, Mayor, the new 2020 census data showing Roanoke's population up over the 100,000 mark for the first time since 1980, but it's less than 3% growth since that last census. So, Mayor, is that healthy enough? Would the city like to see that number double, for example, or is there a concern that it would strain city services?
Well, I'd like to see that number double. I'm pleased that we are there. What it does, first of all, it puts you on the map. When you're 100,000, your population is 100,000 people, it puts you on the map. And my position has always been that it helps our numbers when we talk to corporate people. We're talking about moving or coming to Roanoke or the Roanoke Valley. And I like to think of it in terms of when you consider the Roanoke City, you consider Roanoke County, you consider Salem. That's how we package ourselves now as a regional perspective. So I'm pleased to get that number. And there are a lot of people we can thank for that. So I'm excited, and city administration mm-hmm. is also.
Six figures sound better than five figures?
It does. You know. It does. That's what it is.
I'm just wondering, does that, Sherman, if you get to six figures, does that trip something as far as maybe funding or grants down the road?
Well, it makes an impact. It makes an impact, and people see that you, it used to be back when in my urban planning day, they say a standard statistical area where you have a number of people in your locality. So it puts you on the radar. You know, where's 100,000 people located? And we're in southwestern Virginia, so it makes a difference. So, and it's a result of a lot of things happening in our community, good things. I mentioned a day or so ago about the medical facilities that we're having, Virginia Tech and Carilion merger, a lot of people doing some things. And our efforts and policy on council for the last few years is working to make downtown a vibrant place where people want to move, and especially millennials. And the trend in the last several years has been people want to live closer to restaurants. They want to live closer to shopping areas. So all of that has stepped in, and so we're pleased with that number.
All right, we'll talk with the Roanoke Mayor Sherman Lee Sr. Let's talk about something that's not quite as good. I want to talk about the news conference, Sherman, that you had last week with Chief of Police Sam Roman Jr., City Councilman Joe Cobb from the Gun Violence Prevention Task Force. There wasn't a lot that was new, it seemed, Sherman, but the $50,000 in reward money that was announced for tips that lead to arrests and, I guess, convictions for incidents of gun violence. Why was that important? And does that approach work in other urban areas?
Well, it has, and we've been talking about that for a while, but we want to put everything on the table. And it's so frustrating to us when I talk about the city, our police department, when crimes occur, nobody says anything. Nothing happens. So we think let's put something on the table to make that work. We're not sure, but I promise the citizens and the police chief and the city administration that we're going to do everything we can. And that's just a part of our forward thinking, trying to move forward with to the effort to curb gun violence. We got a gun in several weeks. We'll have people bringing in guns, hopefully.
Groceries, yeah, not guns, right?
Yeah, and the thing I like about that is that's an idea that came from a citizen that says, hey, I can round up some people to help establish that. And so that's what we want, because it's important for everybody to know not one entity is going to resolve that issue. And as I stated at the press conference, it's not a Roanoke issue. It's a societal issue. All you need to do is watch the TV and look at things happening around the country. So that was an effort to say we're not just sitting on our hands. We're doing some things. And there'll be more press conferences talking about what we're doing with gun violence, because there's some senseless things that are going on in our community. And it just, you know, it's a work that we committed to. And I'm pleased with the effort we had in the press conference. And what we wanted to show was unity. We had federal prosecutors there. We had our Commonwealth attorney there. We had our police chief there. And we're going to need support from the community. We had the faith community there. So that's what we're trying to do, and we're going to keep working because we're going to get the bad guys. We want the bad guys, and this is an effort to do it, and whatever we can do to change it, and people need to live safely and feel safe in their communities, and that's what it's all about.
One more question about that. How will the reward money be split up? How will you know, like, this tip is worth $500, this tip is worth $1,000, that type of thing?
Well, a lot of it will be based on, and the police will make that decision, will be based on information we get. Does it help in the apprehension and the conviction of the perpetrator? And they will do that. It's very confidential. Nobody will be aware of this and who was the person that called in other than the police department. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, police department. So it'll be something that will work out. We'll work out with them. And I think it's going to work.
Well, before I throw it back to Joey, I just want to wondering, the fact that Sherman, some people will not speak up, even people that have been shot, does that show you that maybe there's some fear of gangs in the area?
Yeah, there is. People afraid of retribution, drive-by shootings, all of those kinds of things. And we're working hard to make sure people's names are not brought forth. But we've got to have help. Citizens have got to see something, and when they see it, say something. So we think the reward money is an incentive for people to come forward and say, hey, this person or that, or I know something. And the police department will determine if that was helpful in them apprehending the perpetrators.
All right, it's 8:51, 9 before the hour. In studio this morning, Roanoke City Mayor Sherman Lee Sr. And Mayor, of course, later this week, you're getting ready to deliver the State of the City address at Hotel Roanoke. So what's going to be your overall theme? And is the State of the City strong, Mayor, as we try to get past this pandemic?
Well, it's going to be, it is strong. And let me say this, it's going to be about recovery, how we recovered last year, how we got through that. And it's just, again, as we do in most things here in Roanoke, it just wasn't one entity that did that. It's how we came through. We like to use the term response, recovery, and resilience, being resilient. And we're very pleased with how that happened. And we're going to talk a lot about what happened last year in our recovery, how we came together, how our schools did a great job in working through that with the virtual education and all of those things. And so the first responders, we had a lot of people to step forward. And that's what we're going to talk about and recognize some of those people for what they did last year in this recovery. And also our citizens, because we had about $16 million in the CARES program, and they helped us distribute that. They came forward, about 36 citizens came in and said, hey, this is where we think it should go. And so right now we're in the process of trying to do that again with the rescue money.
$64
million. $64.5 million. And I'm hoping that this is not a replay of last year. And I'm going to take this opportunity to urge people to get vaccinated so we don't fall back into that shutdown mode, which concerns me at this moment.
And I know for the advisory committee, one of the charges, Sherman, was that the money has to be spent in impactful ways, on impactful programs. So
Yeah. Are
you hoping to see some really good ideas come out of that?
I'm hoping to do that. We meet every Wednesday night. You can follow us on TV and
on Facebook.
You can follow us. And we have, we've had three sessions thus far. They've been excellent ideas. And we're going to narrow that down. And our city manager has led us through this process, and he's done a good job at that. And we council have identified citizens to come forward, and they're from every sector of our community. And so we're encouraged. We're encouraged. And the thing I like about this city, we keep working. We keep pushing. And so I just hope and pray that the vaccination numbers increase in our city, because that can affect a lot of things we do. And if the governor declares it a state of emergency, then that changes a lot of things. So we're back in the recovery mode again, and that's tough.
Yeah, I've seen more people, well, the mask mandate in schools K-12 now, and I've seen more people in indoor spaces voluntarily wearing masks at this point. But you know, if you get a lot of those, people might stop going into restaurants again for a while. Some people.
And that's what we don't want. We don't want that. And so it's important that people get vaccinated. It's important because, you know, hospital spaces, we're not there yet, but you look around the country and you see places where people just can't get into a hospital because of the crowdedness. And so I think I always say we control that. We control that, and we just have to make an effort to get vaccinated. And I'm just so sad that all this has jumped into a political realm. Oh, we're talking political. Get the politics out of it. We're saving lives. I don't want one person to die because of this virus. I don't, not one. And that's what we're working to do. And I'm pleased with the efforts with the Virginia Department of Health.
But what about their outreach efforts to underserved communities? Have you been pleased with that?
We've been pleased with that. And that's something that we'll be talking about, what we've done in terms of reaching out in the community. We've got a Latino Hispanic group that's reaching out into the community to emphasize them the importance of getting vaccinated. And a lot of those things are happening. And so we're working. And I'm just pleased with the efforts going forth. And we're going to continue to do that and continue to talk about it. And we'll have reports. Again, each week I'll be part of a press conference, not each week, but probably at least 2 weeks as we go forward to let the citizens know what we're doing and how they can help.
Okay, and we'll talk with Roanoke Mayor Sherman Lee Sr. Just a couple more minutes left. Let's talk about something a little happier. Mill Mountain Theater is staging its first live play in over a year, Million Dollar Quartet. The Roanoke Symphony Orchestra has announced a new season, starting with a free concert at Elmwood Park on August 28th. The Berglund Center had a sold-out James Taylor concert last week, Sherman, so all hopefully positive signs that we're headed back to normal again.
We're back. That's why I'm working so hard to make sure we don't fall back, but we're back. Those are good signs. And it talks about the resilience of our city, resilience of our businesses, and we want to be there as a governing body to help them get back. And we want to encourage our citizens to continue to be a part, to come out, dine, go out to see entertainment, and we're going to keep working. And so it's important for us that we stay on the road of recovery and get people vaccinated. That's the main thing I want to talk about. We have to improve our numbers in the city. Statewide, we're doing well as a governor stated, but as a city, we can do better.
As far as getting people vaccinated, yeah.
Getting people vaccinated, mm-hmm. Yes.
Just a couple of minutes left. I want to ask you real quickly, the Roanoke River Greenway, one small stretch and two bridges away from completing an 11-mile continuous segment. Mr. Mayor, are you excited about that? I know you were at a ribbon cutting near the Salem-Roanoke City Line.
That's outstanding, and we've come a long way, and we're going to tie this ribbon up, and I see so many people enjoying the Greenway. They're talking about that. It wasn't always that way, but now we're connecting that, and I want to thank the city of Salem that has stepped forward and really made things happen. And so we're excited about the Greenway, and it's just part of the quality of life here in our city, and we're going to do all that we can. And I'm also proud of the Ironman run contest that we had. And
the triathlon.
We've done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be great, and it's coming back. And so we're doing some great things that'll help our city, and that's what it's all about.
GoFest is going downtown this year from Elmwood to City Market area.
Yeah.
I'm sure the retailers like that.
We want to do everything we can. I think it's going to be a good day, good time. And you'll see other things as we talk about them, other opportunities that we'll have to get back together and to recover and be resilient. And that's the thing that I'm most proud about this city.
All right, real quickly, we only have about a minute or so left. Compared to a year ago, Mary Lee, at this time, at the height of the pandemic, when the state of the address, I think, it had to be all virtual, are you more bullish about Roanoke in 2021?
Very much so. Very much so. I think we've got the things in place to build on, and I'm just pleased with the way our citizens have come together. And we've been cited by the National Civic League for bringing citizens together to help us decide which way to go and how to spend money, and that's important. And so we're excited and we're committed to making sure that Roanoke is a great place to live, work, and play.
All right, Roanoke Mayor Sherman Lee Sr. delivers the State of the City address this Thursday. And Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us as always.
Oh, thank you, Gene, for what you do, and WFIR for your coverage in our community. It's a voice that we need, and we look forward to continuing to work together.